Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreamay. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, for it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Dreamay.
In the name of Jesus, welcome. Savior. The one who promised he'll put you in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, everybody. Pearly Gates Ministries. Glad, super glad to have you here. Holy Spirit is here. I hope you're ready to receive Him. I want to pray before I do anything. So right now, just close your eyes, lift up your hands, and pray with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I pray, Jesus, that you bless me today. Bless me, Jesus, so I may grow in you, so I may know my own faults, and I may work on them and be a better person in Jesus' name. Loving and caring. Amen. Thank you. Pray that everybody receive the word today. Receive the Holy Spirit and take a look at your life and hopefully change things for the better, for the kingdom of God, because we all have room to grow. Praise the Lord. Spirit is on me. In a flash, some who have come so close to death see their life flash before them, and what seemed to be so important at that time ended up having no value at all. What if your life was in jeopardy? What would be the most important thing to you at that moment? And I hardly think it would have anything to do with work or bills or your favorite TV show. But just recently, a friend of mine had his life flash before him. He thought he was living in his final moments. But praise the Lord, my friend got a second chance. Life doesn't offer many second chances, but when faced with reality, we're forced to come to the cold hard truth. What, if anything, of real value has been accomplished? What have we done for the Lord in His name that's going to be remembered in heaven and praised in heaven by the angels? Thank you for joining us today as we put our priorities into perspective. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I got this because talking to one of my best friends, Paul, and we're going to play a song if we get a chance today. But he just recently was having pains, chest pains, and felt like he was going to have a heart attack. And he has a two-story house. He was upstairs, and he said he was afraid to even walk down the stairs to come down. He felt so bad, but he was afraid to go down those stairs that he was going to have a heart attack. And he's had these health problems of water around his heart, and he was able to get into Indianapolis into a hospital there, and he was prepping him already for surgery and to release that water, and the final moments, and they're getting ready, and the doctor comes in. He says, "Well, let me look at everything." And he looks at it all, and he sees what he's dealing with, and just so happened it was the very same doctor that had performed the first stent on Paul years ago, the very same one that saved his life years ago. And he looked at that and he says, "There's no way I'm going to do this operation on you. That needle's too sharp. There's not enough room in there. All it takes is one little scrape and your life is over, and I'm not putting your name behind mine." In other words, he didn't want to have Paul's death on his hands. And he said, "I'm not going to do it." They gave him alternative, but Paul, what he felt right then was that his life was almost, he's seen it flash before him, because he knows that had he gone, had this not been a doctor that cared about what he does, and gone on to do this operation just for the sake of the money, Paul's life would have ended. Praise the Lord. And he just felt that spookiness of death and right there at the brink of it. And how many times have we ourselves maybe been in the auto accident or had a close call with death, and how fragile life is. Or maybe ones that we know, loved ones that have passed, that was just a matter of circumstance of a blink of an eye and their life changed and was taken from them. And so we have to always be prepared. We have to have our mind on the Lord. We got to have the Bible, the Word in our heart. We got to be doing His work down here. We have to be His body and His eyes, His hands, His feet. We got to be working for the Lord. Praise the Lord, because what we're doing is we're taking every opportunity that we have. Every opportunity that the Lord puts before us is a foundation block. Just look at it. You see a person in need, that's a foundation block. You help that person, and you take that block, and it goes down on the foundation. Your heavenly home, your heavenly mansion is going to be built on that foundation, because we have rewards in heaven depending on what we do down here in life. Praise the Lord. Life is brief. I'm reminded of when I'm visiting the grave sites of loved ones, and you look around at all the markers around, and you see the families. You see the name, and it's the mother and the father and the kids, and you see it, families and generations, and they came and went. They were here. They worked. They went through the things that we went through. They raised their family, and now they're gone. And so are their kids and their grandkids, and we just see all the markers right there. Life is fast. It's quick. It's a fleeting moment. It's just a vapor. Now, this could sound depressing, but hallelujah, when you're saved, praise Jesus. But I gotta be when you're given, praise the Lord, thank you, Lord. The Spirit's this strong. When you've given your heart to Jesus, and we know that life doesn't end here. We know this is just the beginning. And what we're doing now is laying down those foundation blocks that take us through eternity. I'm reminded in Matthew 5:12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they were the prophets which were before you. The Bible speaks of those who are saved and who spoke out for the Lord, those who do in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says you're the light of the world, a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. That lighthouse, when you're doing the work for the Lord, you're that light for the world. Those that see you that need the Lord, that are going through something, they see that light in you. They're encouraged by that to come to you, to seek you out, to ask you questions. And why? Because we are the body. We have to speak to let those know that aren't saved, praise the Lord, that there's a heaven waiting, that there's a Lord. Listen, we know that there's hell. What we want to get across is the love of Jesus. I can't remember reading through the Bible and Jesus' travels and stuff that he was harping on hell. If you sin, you're going to go to hell. If you do that, you know, and the consequences. And there is consequences. But that's not what he preached on and pushed the most. He took it to the poor. He preached on love. Love one another as you do yourself. If you don't love yourself, turn to the Lord and let him lift you up. Let his spirit come in you, and you'll find that love. You'll find that heavenly love. Praise God. Love others as you do yourself. Just to love and spread the love of the Lord, and that's how that we minister. When we begin to put our hearts out there, when we wear our hearts on our sleeve, we begin to serve Him, and we put those foundation blocks down, and we pave the way to heaven, hallelujah. That it's not us, it's Him that saves us, it's Jesus that saves us, not so we can't brag about it. But once you're saved, there's that thing that you have to do that's working for Him. That's the works. What did you do for me? So you have that final moment, and no one is really on their deathbed thinking, I should have done more overtime and got a bigger house. And, you know, that's not it at all. The reality is our very soul that's in us, our soul. And when you're saved and you have that Holy Spirit, that soul is filled with divine blood, blood from heaven. You have blood from heaven in your body that's pushing you through, that's carrying you through the days, that's leading and guiding you. The Lord says He speaks to you. He's behind you telling you which to go, to the right or the left. But you're not going to hear Him if you're not saved. You're not going to hear Him if you're not having your mind on Him. You could have been saved in church and been baptized years ago, but no one would know. Nobody would have any idea because you're not speaking out for the Lord. You could be a very loving person, good to people, tithing, donating, doing for others, but if you're not giving credit to the Lord, you're not speaking out for Him. He says, those who speak about me, talk about me amongst their friends, I'll talk about you to my Father. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Goodness. But it goes on to say, but when thou dost alms, and let not thy hand, hold on, I'm getting ahead of myself. The Lord is just on me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, just bless everyone listening right now, Lord. Give them patience with me. It's hard to read. I got tears in my eyes because the Spirit is on me. What a wonderful thing that is. You know, you can have an ache and pain in your body, but you don't pay it no mind when that Spirit's on you. You don't think about anything like that. You don't think about anything bad or negative when that Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And the more that you do for Him, the stronger that Spirit is. If you find that I'm serving the Lord, but I'm not feeling you, Lord, then keep on keeping on. Keep doing and keep doing. Keep speaking out for Him. And the more you do that, here comes that Spirit. Here it comes. Because if you're not feeling it, maybe you're not doing it enough. Maybe you're not speaking out enough. Maybe you're not praying enough or reading your Bible enough. But He's there. It's free for all of us to feel that feeling, to know that He's real. It's better than any drug I've ever done, any alcohol I've ever drank. Fills your entire body, and not just your body, but the Lord says that the Holy Ghost is not only in you, but all around you, everywhere. Move your arm out, and the mass around you is filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me again. Matthew 6:2, therefore, when thou dost thy alms, their alms, which is ALMS, which is money, clothes, food, or other things given to the poor, the things that you do for the Lord, when you do something for somebody in Jesus' name, He says, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. If people on social media are doing that all the time. They're doing good things, and they're putting it out there. And maybe it's a good idea to put maybe one or two things out there. I'm not saying it's not. To give others the idea of going, hey, maybe I should pay that forward. Hey, maybe I should make sandwiches for the homeless. You know, maybe I should pray for others because they'll see someone doing it. But be careful not to be putting everything out there, not to be telling everybody about everything that you're doing and these things in secret. The Lord says to do them in secret, and I'll reward you openly. But it goes on to say, but when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doth. In other words, don't even feel proud yourself for the good that you've done. Do it. Feel good about it, you know, for that person that you've helped. Then go on. Forget it and go to the next, because the next good deed that you'll do in Jesus' name, that thine alms be in secret, for the Father which seeth in secret Himself shall reward thee openly. Even when praying, the Bible says to go into a closet, away from others, not to use repetitions over and over so that others can hear you pray, or it's just in getting your reward from others. And you'll see people praying out and, oh Lord, and you know, and they're just with their voices just carrying, but you know, what they're getting and what they're wanting to receive, it generally is others to go, wow, he must be really religious. Listen how good he's praying. But in verse 7, but when you pray, use not vain reputations as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for much speaking. But not ye, therefore, like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you're in need of before you even ask Him. But pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. The good things we do here shouldn't be posted on social media, but kept to yourself, between you and God, as we build the foundations of our heavenly life. Praise the Lord. The Lord gives us an example of how to pray, with what has been known as the Lord's Prayer. And we find this in Matthew 6:9. I'm going to say it right now, and it's just a wonderful thing. It's a guideline to prayer. It's our Father in heaven, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debtors, and as we forgive our debtors, our sins, as we forgive others that sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And when he says the power, that's that anointing. That's what I'm talking about. Barely being able to see my verses and my reminders, the tears of my eyes, it's that power. The Holy Ghost, the power that's there. That power changes lives. That power heals the sick. That power lets the lame walk and the blind see. Praise God. That's Jesus. That's godly power. We have to remember one thing about this life. This is a test. No matter how you look at it, life is a test. God wants to know where your heart is. He says, are you with me, building foundations in your heavenly home? Or you just talk about me now and then with praise just here and there? That's lukewarm. And Jesus says, and the Bible says, he says, I'll spew you out of my mouth. He'd rather you be totally cold or hot for him. But that lukewarm, here and there, you're serving the Lord today, then you're serving the devil today, and then tonight you're serving the Lord, then you're serving the devil tonight, back and forth. He'll spew you out of his mouth. You're not doing him any good. No good, because what you're doing is you know the truth. The truth is in you, but you're still willfully sinning, still turning to sin. And it's hard to live free from sin, but if we keep our mind on Jesus, if we're always in prayer and we keep our mind in Jesus, we're going to find out that these steps that we take in life, they're easier and easier to take, and less times, less sin that comes from us, because our mind is on the Lord, because that love is there. And then, living your life for Him, doing things in His name, when someone compliments you for a good deed, openly give credit to Jesus. Oh, you're so nice, you're so helpful. You say it's because of the Lord. If I hadn't been saved, if it wasn't for Him, who knows what I would be? Give God the credit. And we can all say that. I know Mother Leola can say that. I know others can say that. I know Paul can say that. We could say, thank you, Lord. Give God the credit. When we realize the reality of life, that is but a flash in time, here today, gone tomorrow, then we also realize that we are here on borrowed time. The clock is ticking. But if you're working for the Lord, your mind is on Jesus. Your sight is on heaven. And we don't worry about how much time we have on this earth. We do for the Lord day to day, moment to moment. And our peace of mind knows that the worst case scenario, no matter what happens to us, we have a heavenly home waiting for us. If I die today, I'll be in heaven today. And for how long? Forever. How long is that? Millions and billions and trillions of years. There's no time in heaven. It's forever. You know why I know that? Because the Lord said it. He said it in His Word, and every bit of that is true. If you find yourself looking at the Bible and contradicting this and saying, well, this ain't right, then you're on the wrong path. You have to be in that mindset. That Bible is given through the Holy Spirit. People can say, well, that thing was written and this person wrote it 100 years after that happened. It's because the Holy Spirit put them on to do that. And Jesus said the Holy Spirit is what? The teacher, the comforter, that He's going to be with you. When I leave, He'll be with you. And not only is He with you, but He's in you if you receive the Lord and you make Him king of your life. Praise God. Actively serve, not a sit-down Christian, but a doer of the Word. When someone is in a need, we say, we see someone that's maybe broke down or something, man, someone should help that person. But what God is saying, that someone is you. Why do you think you've seen that person in need? It's because the Lord wanted you to see them. He wants you to help them. He put you there for a reason. He put you before them. The one with the godly heart and the heavenly mind, grab that building block, and I know Matthew 25:40, And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. And the least are those who are unable to do for themselves. Maybe those that don't know about the word, don't know about God's love. The sick, the elderly, the homeless, those that are disabled, those are down and unable to clearly see through the thickness of their problems and disabilities, going through so much, that's the least of them. The ones that need that helping hand. Maybe are afraid to even say it and don't even know to ask for it. That's the ones that God says to help. That's the building blocks when we're doing for the Lord. It's exciting to do for the Lord, to do in His name, to instantly feel the love of the Lord all around you and throughout your entire body. You just get that good feeling. Praise the Lord, it's that street ministry. The lost are all around you. There's an endless supply of building blocks everywhere you look. We are the body. So if you spend your day loving and blessing others, your health will improve. Your mind will be sharper because when we bless others, the Holy Spirit blesses us. Not just heavenly rewards, but here on earth as well. It's just a wonderful thing just to serve the Lord and just to do in His name. But we have to think, be constantly minded, heavenly minded, of our actions. Knowing that each word that we say is going to be held against us. The Lord's going to judge us over that. Each word that we say. If you're cussing and ranting and raving, and I've been known to do that, God, I feel terrible, terrible. When I sin, I feel the weight of that sin. I feel the pain of that sin because the Lord's in you. We're not perfect. We're going to slip up here and there. But the thing is to not get caught in that trap. It's to keep our mind on the Lord. Keep pressing forward. Hallelujah. The Bible is here for your instructions. It's an example of how to serve. A history of others who gave all. Who picked up their cross and followed God. I remember after receiving my very first Bible, my very own book, the gold pages on the side, I still have it to this day. And as the days pass and I'm going through it and skipping all around looking through it and checking out the Word, I remember holding up that Bible in my hand and looking at my grandmother who had given it to me and telling her, everything you need to know about life, every answer you need is all right here in this book. It's all here. As a kid, I knew that. It was that obvious to me. People want to go to doctors and psychiatrists, and maybe some are in need of that, you know, for mental reasons. But the thing is they want to get the answers, and they want them from other people, and give me the answers. But they're right there in that book. And when you turn your heart and your mind to the Lord, and you read His Word, and you live it. Put your hands up and you pray to Jesus. You put your hands up because you feel that Holy Spirit. Me and a friend were in the woods not too long ago, walking the trails, and you just put your hands up and you feel the Holy Spirit just everywhere around you, and it's just so clean and pure there, and you got Him on your mind. And she said it's just like you feel it pushing on your hands. You feel and turn everywhere. It's not the wind. It's the Holy Spirit. Listen, if you're praying and you're not putting up your hands, you're not giving yourself that opportunity to feel the Lord, to feel that realness of Him, to know that He's really here. He's got your back. He's in you. He's all around you. He's not going to turn His back on you. He's not going to forsake you. He's going to see you through anything you go through. The worst case scenario, whether you're going through cancer or you're going through, you got broken bones, or maybe you've been abused by somebody, the Lord says, I'm there. I'm with you. I love you. I won't do those things to you. Come to me. Let me comfort you. Let me heal you. Praise God. Think about what we're doing, and this goes by so quick. Seems like I got so much to say. But think about the on a moment-to-moment basis. You know, when I talk about the homeless, and I just have a love in my heart for the homeless because they're down and out. They've been turned away from their families, and maybe a lot of times it's because of their own actions. You know, but that's beside the point. you know. But when I speak about and I look at the homeless and stuff, and someone says maybe that's with me as I'm ministering and do something, boy, they're going to really remember you. I said, they're not going to remember me. If I seen them 2 days from now, they won't even know who I was. That was the one that gave them anything, because they live on a moment-to-moment basis, a survival basis. And that's how we have to be thinking, moment-to-moment, surviving. Lord, now not just the survival that way, because we know the Lord is with us, but moment-to-moment, looking at our actions. What are we doing for the Lord? What are we doing for His name? Praise the Lord. It's nice to put your hand on somebody and say, be blessed. It's nice to put, to someone says that they're going through something, you say, let me pray for you. And you put your hand on them. You just pray, Lord, I know you're a prayer answering God. And I just pray that you just bless this person and everything that they're going through. That you, I might not know what they're going through, but you do. And Jesus, just surround them with your Holy Spirit and fill them with your blood and bless them. We put it out there. We do the work of the Lord. Praise God. With Him on our mind and on our heart, we can't go wrong. And what we're doing is we're doing His work. We're making the angels sing in delight. We have no idea how the angels are singing, how the angels are around you. God has millions of angels, and how people want to say they're numbered. They have millions of angels, and how they're all around, all around. And you ask for the Lord to send down your angels to protect me, to surround me, to lead me, guide me. Ask in Jesus' name. Those angels are going to be there. That Holy Spirit is there. He hears you. God, King of the universe, knows who you are. He knows everything you're going through. He knows what you're going to ask before you even ask it. But if you don't ask and you don't put it out there, then you're not going to give. He's not going to. You're not going to give the credit. You're not going to the Lord when He blesses you with that. He says, be specific. Tell Him what you're going through. Pray to Him at night when no one's around. And tell Him what you need. Tell Him what you're going through. He knows, but He wants to hear it from you. He wants you to ask for His help. And then just look back, sit back, and let the Lord just bless you. Then receive. You know, you ask and knowing that He's hearing you. You ask expecting an answer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just love the Lord. And I love doing His work. I love today. Just the opportunities I've had to bless people today has just been so wonderful. I love His Spirit on me, and it's just a wonderful, rewarding thing. At the moment to moment, I know. Praise the Lord, Mother Leola. I know. We know we'll be rewarded in heaven, but yes. We just feel those. We feel those blessings now. And I'm going to turn this over to Mother Leola. Time is just racing by. What a blessed soul she is. I seen her the other day. And she had such a pleasant look on her. I wish that everyone could have a chance to meet her. And just what a blessing that is. But Mother Leola, what do you got to say about this?
I give God the glory over it all. Everything. Because His love is unconditional, people. And it's real. He's so real. You have to try Him. Get to know Him for yourself. You have not because you ask not. But when you ask Jesus, He hears your cry. And He'll answer by and by. Whatever you stand in need of, Jesus, ask Him. He'll give
Praise
it
the
to
Lord.
You. Hallelujah, Pastor. You gave a good sermon tonight.
That's that presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, you
give
you
God
mightily. The credit.
Yes, God gets the glory. He gets the glory. I love all of y'all. Take heed.
Amen. You know, we're to love everyone. We're to have the love of God and for everyone. Look at Jesus and that whore on the streets, and they were about to stone her to death, and Jesus put His arm around her, and this everyone is shocked, but we're to love everyone. We're not to judge.
That's right.
You might see
That's
people
right.
that would you know, is the way they're living is abomination to God. But that's not on me or you to judge that person or those
nope.
people in that type and put them in a category.
Nope.
We're
nope.
to love them. He's the judge, not us. He says
that's
love.
Right.
He gave us that example when he was here on earth. Praise the Lord. We still got a little bit.
Well, now, there's just so much I could say. But action, faith is what I go by for all
Amen.
I am. And when you put your faith to work, trusting and believing, because God is the giver and sustainer of life, you're not going to go wrong.
Amen. We'll get a little short here. Get ready. Run out of time. If right now, I just want to say, if there's anyone out there and you're not saved, right now's a chance. Right now's a chance to have a heavenly reward. Right now's a chance to have your
right.
name written in the book of life. So right
That's
now,
right.
just pray with me right now. Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, I believe that you're real. I believe
yes,
that you died on the cross. I believe
yes.
that God raised you from the dead 3 days later.
Yes.
And I ask in Jesus' name that I trust you to save my
yes.
life. To come to
yes.
me, Jesus. Come into my life. Change me from what I am. Make me to what you want me to be. In Jesus'
yes.
name.
In Jesus'
Praise the
name.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. If I talk to you, if I hear from you, let me hear about it. Tell me about how the Lord has worked in your life and how he's blessed you. Shout out from the rooftop, Jesus Christ, the Lord, the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Amen.